The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan weighing a 2024 presidential run. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Appearing on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network, Hogan was asked about his White House aspirations.
I'm seriously considering it. I don't have a time frame, but we're going to make a decision fairly soon.
Hogan also discussed fellow former GOP Governor Nikki Haley, who's expected to launch her 2024 presidential campaign later this month.
I'm glad to see her in the race. I think the more voices, the more people out there, the better, especially people that have some executive experience as governors. I think there are a number of us.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican lawmakers accusing China of deliberately spying on U.S. military sites with that balloon that got shot down yesterday. They say President Biden should have done more. This is SRN News.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Salem Communications Holding Corporation stations in the Twin Cities. Collectively, Salem TC from time to time will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents that are responsible for any and all taxes. For full contest rules, see this station's website.
Are you or a loved one a veteran? Even serve the community as a first responder? If so, we'd like to honor you and our country by inviting you on air to recite the Pledge of Allegiance right here on The Patriot. You can volunteer by calling Mike at 651-289-4418. That's 651-289-4418. Time to look at your weather forecast. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low around 18. Into your Monday, clouds do stick around, high around 37. Stay tuned. Northern Alliance Radio Network coming up.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
False. I used to fool around. I'm Mitch Berg. But I couldn't take punishment. Brad's off on assignment today, which is darn talk for we're switching weekends. Getting used to this Sunday thing. It's kind of like taking a little vacation here on the radio. Normally, I'm heard every Saturday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. However, Brad and I have been switching the last week and this week. And next week, by the way, one of the highlights of our broadcast year, I will be back on Sundays yet again, third time in a row, probably a record for me, for whatever reason. We will be out at Holes for Heroes on a Medicine Lake, weather permitting, next week, and the weather should permit. I mean, I haven't seen the forecast yet. It's going to be thawing a bit this week, which in the past has led us to have to go out on the ice in amphibious vehicles just in case we wound up having to take a boat out to the site of the broadcast. However, I don't think it's going to be quite that sloppy this week. Might actually be, I'll have to check out the forecast first, because Holes for Heroes, of course, on behalf of Fishing for Life, one of the great charity events of the winter here and one of the highlights of our broadcast year since we're no longer doing the state fair anymore. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It gets us out of the studio, out in public, out in front of the crowds, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great cause. If you're out and about next Saturday, join us out on Medicine Lake. You just go to Medicine Lake, which is in Plymouth. Actually, take Medicine Lake Road. Could have seen that coming. Off of 169, go west, follow the signs down to the lake. Look for the big cluster of tents out in the middle of the ice. It's pretty prominent. It's huge. And, we'll be out there probably on the west side of the encampment. There'll be several dozen tents and ice fishing shacks and the like. This year, always hoping, perennially hoping, honestly, that this will be the year that they get one of those really cool ice shacks, which are basically a double-wide trailer with a hole in the middle of the living room for you to fish through. As usual, we'll probably be out in a tent, and that's just fine, especially if the wind isn't howling and it's not below zero like it was. Was it last year, the year before? I forget. We've had a couple years where it was just bruisingly, bitterly cold, and it's still a lot of fun. I mean, we have a heater out there. It's okay. And honestly, I'm from North Dakota. It's not that bad. I just feel for all the Minnesotans who are out there who aren't from North Dakota originally. Got to have compassion to the front of your heart. So that'll be in next Sunday because Brad Carlson will be off on assignment. When I say off on assignment, I mean doing his annual Super Bowl pregame. Doing whatever he does to get himself ready for the Super Bowl. I will be doing what I always do to get ready for the Super Bowl, which is counting the days till pitchers and catchers report for spring training. If the Bears aren't in the Super Bowl, it's just really not all that super to me. Address your remarks on that subject to circularfile at am1280thepatriot.com. 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join me here today. If you disagree with me, by the way, all producers have standing orders to let people who disagree with me on first. You jump the queue, if there is indeed a queue, which on weekends is a rare thing, but it happens. So if you happen to be one of those callers who hears things that I say and goes, hey, that's not right, and you want to try and set me straight, A, you get on the air first. Try that at Minnesota Public Radio. Try that at the AM 950, the local, quote, liberal, end quote, talk station, which I am reliably informed still exists. I mean, who knew? It's like hearing there's still a typewriter factory somewhere out there, or hearing there's someone out there who still manufactures, carpet liners for horse and buggies. It's just one of those obsolete things that still exists, but for the love of God, nobody knows why. There's still a Flat Earth Society. There's still an American Communist Party. Actually, they're probably been rendered irrelevant by today's Democrats. Oh, yes, we'll get to that. And there's still a progressive talk station. Will they let you on? Oh, no. Their one local show, this pathetic, pathetic show, this Matt Driscoll, Matt O'Shea, Matt O'Halloran, I forget his name. He's one of these people who I think did a rent a talk show years ago, and they brought him back because he's like the only liberal in the Twin Cities who knows which end of a microphone to talk into, which is all the qualification you need to get on the other local progressive talk station. Anyway, enough with the smack talk. They still exist. Nobody's more amazed than me. I say, you do you. You live your best life, 950. Anyway, they will not let you on first because Matt O'Shea or Matt Shaughnessy or whatever his name is got a fragile little ego, and he folds up like a cheap end table when you question him. He'll hang up and he'll block you on all your social media. So you don't get that here. You get on first. You get a respectful argument that is designed to convince people who aren't convinced already to come over to our side. Maybe not you. I may not convince you. On the other hand, I might. But that's the intent. That's why we open the phone lines, to convince people who disagree with us that perhaps we have the answers as conservatives. Because we do. Not every answer, not all the time, just most of them, most of the time. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Or you can join us via the hashtag NARN show. That's hashtag NARN show on Twitter, Gab, Parler, MeWe, and Getter. And technically Mastodon, but who cares? I may try to get that account working yet. it's just way more complicated than it's worth. So we'll see. Maybe I'll do that. Or if there's another, I mean, liberal social media is working about as well as liberal talk radio. Kids, ask your parents about Air America, or better yet, don't, because they won't remember it either. They don't care. Nobody did. Kind of like the local progressive talk station. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, it's been a big week in the news. I mean, it's always a big week in the news, but this time national news has been centering around happenings with Ilhan Omar, of course, the 5th District Congressional Representative from the Minnesota 5th District, well known to everyone on this broadcast here. She was stripped of her House Foreign Relations Committee assignment this past week, stripped of her membership on the House Foreign Affairs Committee as a result of a years-long record of anti-Semitic statements, anti-Semitic actions, participating in a lot of spending years of her life participating in centuries-old anti-Semitic blood libels here. Of course, some of the outrage provided on cue was utterly predictable. I direct your attention to Representative and fellow squad member Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who spoke in a sort of a Southern revival preacher style that she pasted on more or less like she does her makeup in the morning. This was Tide Pod Evita from the well of the United States House yesterday.
Thank you. Now, as a fellow New Yorker, I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy.
Well, no, it's not an extension of any such thing. It's actually consequences. Well, part of it, this is the part that everyone, including the mainstream media, is missing. Part of it is consequences for a history of anti-Semitic statements that I urge you to recall, for which she has been condemned by Democrats. Democrats, fellow Democrats in the House, up to and including Nancy Pelosi, have said in public, Ilhan, time to dial back the anti-Semitism there, toots. So if it's calling out Muslims, then it's been done with the full connivance of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's leadership. Well, let's continue.
Consistency. There is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body.
Well, yeah, I mean, the incitement of violence has been condemned in the past, and well, we'll come back to that because there's a little more to that story. There always is, because, of course, as always with these sorts of rants from Tide Pod Evita, there's a lot of context that's being left up. Because remember, Democrats not only expect their voters to not be especially well-informed or good at critical thinking. Indeed, they count on it. It's a feature, not a bug to them. Back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is...
And by the way, wait to see what happens next time we have a Democrat Speaker of the House. There will be... By the way, there have been consequences for that sort of behavior imposed by Republican speakers of the House before. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would rather that you not remember that, or would rather that you not remember that other than some statements of condemnation, Nancy Pelosi has never stripped an offensive Democrat of anything in the past. No. Onward.
This is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and
bad Marjorie Taylor Greene
tropes, and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body.
Bad MTG. Bad MTG. There. Are you satisfied?
This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
First of all, let's talk about the threat to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's life. Everyone gets these death threats. I've gotten death threats in my capacity as a weekend talk show host. Ilhan Omar has declined to appear in public in the Twin Cities because of death threats. Every member of Congress gets death threats, every single one of them. The vast majority of them are hoaxes. The ones that aren't are the ones, so far, if you're going by recent history as any indication, the ones that actually are carried out are, you know, Bernie Sanders fans going after the likes of Steve Scalise. So, but the last bit there that she said, this is targeting women of color. Yeah, like Adam Schiff. Like Duke Nukem, Eric Swalwell. Yeah, targeting women of color. No. It's targeting depraved progressives who do stupid things that bring discredit to the Congress. Oh, by the way, it's also keeping a promise. What? A politician keeping a promise? Yeah. We'll talk about it when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
There's only one option in the Twin Cities to get multiple competitive bids on siding, roofing, or windows without a parade of long-winded, high-pressure salespeople. Set up a free appointment with me today at GetMyThreeQuotes.com. That's the number three, GetMyThreeQuotes.com.
Think the home show is the place to buy a hot tub? Think again. Come to Master Pool and Spa, where it's free to shop, free to park, and this week save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. 0% financing available. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old hot tub. Delivery to your home, cabin, or anywhere in the USA. Save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. Skip the crowds. Save thousands. Now through Sunday at Master Pool and Spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Think the home show is the place to buy a hot tub? Think again. Come to Master Pool and Spa, where it's free to shop, free to park, and this week save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. 0% financing available. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old hot tub. Delivery to your home, cabin, or anywhere in the USA. Save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. Skip the crowds. Save thousands. Now through Sunday at Master Pool and Spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park.
I'm Scott from the History Unplugged podcast. History can be a bit of a tongue twister with its weird sounding names of people, places, and things, but it really isn't that confusing. History is the story of who we are and how we comport ourselves while soaring to victory in battles over forts, seaports, and cities that fortunately thwarted the schemes of villains and their blood sports, like the 1415 Battle of Agincourt. It's about legal battles in courts, about the contortion of torts over the retorts of consorts that turned into kangaroo courts. I exhort you to listen to History Unplugged on the podcast player of your choice, and you can listen to it while wearing shirts, shorts, skirts, skorts, or jean jorts.
Are you or a loved one struggling with drug or alcohol use? Maybe you're not sure if it's addiction or if treatment's needed. If so, you're not alone. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 19.3 million people aged 18 or older had a substance use disorder in the past year. Hazelden Betty Ford offers a free confidential assessment. Inpatient, outpatient, and virtual options are available. It's time to take back your life. Hazelden Betty Ford can help. This message sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and the station.
Did you know that there's one place you can go to hear God's words of hope spoken into your life anytime, anywhere? OnePlace.com. Listen to your favorite Christian programs, read daily devotionals, and get answers to your tough questions, all at OnePlace.com or on the OnePlace app in the Apple and Android app stores. Visit OnePlace.com today.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join us. Hey, don't forget the Stand With Israel tour, open to everyone, even Ilhan Omar. She's welcome. I mean, her husband is, I believe, Jewish. Not the brother husband, no, her current husband. Anyway, go to am12athepatriot.com. Sign up for the Stand With Israel tour. This will be the trip of a lifetime. I'm going to do it one of these days. This is going to be a great one. Join us live and on the air. 651-289-4488, the number to call to join us, or on Twitter, Gab, Parler, Me, We, and Getter at hashtag Narn Show. I'm Mitch Berg. I'm in for Brad Carlson. Jack Tomczak, of course, heard from 3 to 5 every Saturday. King Banyan, heard, by the way, from 9 to 11, Saturday mornings on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. I need to point out, by the way, that King Banyan reminded me of yet another untimely passing, or perhaps... perhaps depressingly timely passing in the world of popular music. We'll get to that later on in the broadcast here today. So I was actually out. I was talking with a friend of mine. I was out the other day. We'll talk about where I was out later on the show. But had a friend of mine who works in Washington, D.C. and was standing behind Representative Omar in the cafeteria at the United States House of Representatives. And well, it snowed recently in Washington, D.C., and it was slippery out on the sidewalk, and Representative Omar had a little time getting her footing out on the slippery streets, which is odd for someone from Minnesota. And she said, well, of course it was slippery. I'm an East African woman. It was slippery for me. And then the cafeteria shorted her a breadstick. And Representative Omar responded saying, well, hi, I'm an East African woman. Of course you shorted me a breadstick. I by the way, I was also told that she was at a gas station buying a lottery ticket because apparently she needs to make more money than she already makes as a member of the House of Representatives and holder of a Democrat sinecure in a progressive district. And the number didn't win. To which she responded, well, I mean, I'm an East African woman. The system is going to pick on me. Those are all made up. But in the immortal words of Dan Rather, it is, in fact, fake but accurate. She, Ilhan Omar and those around her will blame every consequence that happens to her, fair or not. And let's be honest, these consequences are utterly, utterly fair. Ilhan Omar has a long list of transgressions against basic decency when dealing with Jews and with Israel. And the consequences have come home to roost. And we'll talk a little bit more about why that's encouraging to Republicans in its own backhanded way. Or at least debunks at least one of the tropes that one gets about politicians. But I'm only making it up a little bit. It is fake, gleefully so, but accurate. Scott Johnson, writing at Powerline yesterday, actually on Friday, pointed out Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, marshaled the votes to remove Minnesota 5th District Representative Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee on grounds her anti-Semitic bigotry. David Harsanyi commented on her removal in this New York Post column, which I'll be posting in shotinthedark.info later on here. It's a great piece. Actually, I'll be writing about it at some length on Shot in the Dark this coming week. Anticipating her removal, Omar had this to say on the House floor, quote, I am a Muslim. I'm an immigrant. Interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I'm a target? On a personal note, Scott Johnson, former co-host of this broadcast, went on to say, I first asked Omar for a comment on facts suggesting she might be married to her brother in August of 2016 when she was running for a lowly state legislative office. Quote, this is the comment she gave me, quote for real now, there are people who do not want an East African Muslim woman elected to office and who will follow Donald Trump's playbook to prevent it. When the Star Tribune, again, quoting Scott Johnson from Powerline here, quote, when the Star Tribune was embarrassed into looking into the facts of the case 3 years later, this is the statement she gave her friends at the paper, quote, since before she was elected to office, Ilhan has been the subject of conspiracy theories and false accusations about her personal life, emboldened by a president who openly treats immigrants, refugees, and Muslims as invaders. These attacks often stem from presumption that Ilhan, like others who share these identities, is somehow illegitimate or not fully American. The victim shtick has served Omar well so far, and she's not giving up now. The funny thing, as so to speak, is that her bigotry simply mainstream to the left-wing assault on Israel and the Jews, as her persistent claims to victimhood demonstrates her complete assimilation to the modern American way. She is, in fact, as American, well, progressive American, as soccer free-range avocado toast pie and I don't know what the sport they would do is. At any rate, she's right. By the way, I will say this in Representative Omar's defense. I hear a lot of people on social media, a lot of well-meaning, irate conservatives say, deport her! Deport her! You can't. She's a citizen. That's one of the advantages citizens have in our societies. You can't be deported no matter what you do. She's a naturalized citizen, same as everyone else. You got to respect that. You don't have to respect her, but you got to respect the institution of citizenship. You can't deport a citizen. It's just not done. Anyway, now here's the part about this story that I think everyone else has missed. I'm not aware anyone else has put this out there. If they have, that's fine. A couple of years ago, actually, yeah, a year and a half ago, the House voted on Wednesday to censure Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and throw him off of a number of committees. Minority Leader at the time, Kevin McCarthy, delivered a veiled threat that Democrats' seats might not be safe if their party takes control after midterms. This is a NBC News piece from November 2021. The clash is the latest escalation of political warfare as far-right lawmakers, end quote, push the limits of acceptable discourse, and Democrats insist their behavior can't go unpunished. By the way, in 2019, Republicans acted on their own to kick out Representative Steve King off of his committees for speaking positively about white supremacy. Since then, they have declined to give the Democrats any more unearned victories. Democrat was stripped of his committee assignments after he posted an anime video depicting himself killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and brandishing swords at President Joe Biden. I mean, that was stupid. You can't. That's just not the way civilized people act. You don't have to like AOC, and goodness knows I don't. Without knowing that you need to take the higher road if you're, I don't know, a member of Congress. The Republican Party used to do the Democrats' work for them, or really do the work that the people who are in charge of any institution should be doing to maintain the integrity of those institutions, as they did with King and with countless examples. Well, I shouldn't say countless, very countable examples before that. Until it became fairly clear it was a one-way street. Now, as of a year and a half ago, according to NBC, Republicans are citing remarks by Democrats that are dissimilar, but have drummed up outrage among her voters. No, they're not dissimilar. They're utterly depraved. McCarthy referred to comments by Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, saying U.S. support for Israel was, quote, all about the Benjamins, a remark that she apologized for after she came under bipartisan criticism that she was pushing anti-Semitic tropes. He also referred to a tweet in which Representative Hakeem Jeffries said, lock up Kyle Rittenhouse and throw away the key, because Democrats like to be play judge, jury, and executioner all at once. And he mentioned reports that Eric Swalwell was targeted by a suspected Chinese spy, which said that Swalwell and other intelligence officials said didn't compromise any sensitive information. Well, it's okay then. The fact that Swalwell's an insignificant nobody who didn't have access to anything important means the fact that he consorted with a Chinese spy is perfectly fine. Kevin McCarthy followed through on his promise to hold Democrats accountable for their own depravity. And Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, women of color, apparently, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have also been ushered off of their committees. And by the way, it's been glorious to watch. I mean, I don't particularly care for this endless tit for tat. I think our institutions do deserve better, but let's be honest, they reflect the people we have sent there. And by we, I mean California and New York. Most of the problems that you have in the United States House of Representatives, in particular, come from New York and California. And I'll meet you halfway, and I'll tell you I'm not a huge Marjorie Taylor Greene fan. I'll be honest about that. I could be convinced. I am a big Lauren Boebert fan, just watching the way Democrats in their reveal their inner misogynist with Lauren Boebert is just glorious. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's somewhat inexcusable at times. Much more when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488.
Hi, I'm Mark Henry, pastor of Revive Church. January 20th was the March for Life event in Washington, D.C. It was the first March for Life event since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Like you, I care about our country, and I care about the rights of the unborn. The need to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves, it continues. That's why I continue to be praying for the hearts of our nation's leaders, and I hope you will too. I'm Mark Henry, pastor of Revive Church, and I stand with you in saying life is always worth fighting for.
Want a place where your child learns to form their own opinions, seek the truth, and see the world through God's lens? At Liberty Classical Academy, love of God and country is not controversial. They teach the foundational principles of Western civilization, including the U.S. Constitution. They're raising up the next generation of responsible citizens this country needs. Discover how your child can begin a life that inspires at Liberty Classical Academy. Schedule a tour today or attend an open house. Search for Liberty Classical Academy.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Think the home show is the place to buy a hot tub? Think again. Come to Master Pool and Spa, where it's free to shop, free to park, and this week save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. 0% financing available. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old hot tub. Delivery to your home, cabin, or anywhere in the USA. Save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. Skip the crowds. Save thousands. Now through Sunday at Master Pool and Spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Think the home show is the place to buy a hot tub? Think again. Come to Master Pool and Spa, where it's free to shop, free to park, and this week save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. 0% financing available. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old hot tub. Delivery to your home, cabin, or anywhere in the USA. Save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. Skip the crowds. Save thousands. Now through Sunday at Master Pool and Spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Mitch Bergen for Brad Carlson. Don't forget, both of us back next Saturday at Holes for Heroes, the ice fishing contest benefiting Fishing for Life out on Medicine Lake. Love to have you join us out there at the tent. Bring hot chocolate or coffee. That shouldn't be too bad. It'd be fun.
I live my life like this. No tomorrow.
Just hoping there's not a howling wind out on Medicine Lake. Although, even then, we're usually they're smart enough to, well, no, they're always smart enough to keep the mouth of the tent pointed downwind. Helps a lot. There was the one year where it was so windy that it almost picked up our tent off the ice and blew it away. We barely kept it restrained. Blew down one of our speakers, which is one of the reasons we're usually so often, we have been out there so often with one speaker at remotes because, yeah, it went in the lake. No, it didn't. It just broke. I think we replaced it finally. At any rate, 651-289-4488, the number to call. It's been a big week in the Minnesota State Legislature. We'll talk about that in the next hour here. But some interesting stuff coming, some cause and effect stuff happening around the country right now that I think is interesting and illuminating to look at. Now, there's a certain amount of cause and effect in that. What have we been warning Democrats about for years and years and years? I mean, when Dirty Harry Reid tried to play games with the filibuster and tried to play games with Senate rules, and Republicans warned him, someday when you're not in power, this is going to cost you. And it did, with three straight Supreme Court, actually several straight Supreme Court nominations, the last couple of Supreme Court nominations of that Obama made, as well as all three of Donald Trump's nominations. The games that Harry Reid played turned around and bit him. Now, the games that Nancy Pelosi played, playing patty cake with committee assignments, are being visited back upon them by Kevin McCarthy to Ilhan Omar's cost. And by the way, when I say cost, Ilhan Omar is still on a number of high-profile committees. She hasn't been stripped of all of her committee assignments, as Marjorie Taylor Greene was. She's off of foreign relations because, vis-a-vis foreign relations, she's an embarrassment. There's no way around it. If you think there's a way around it, by the way, let me know. 651-289-4488. You get on the air immediately, I guarantee you. You want to disagree with me on this, you get airtime. But she's an embarrassment to the United States, not just to the 5th Congressional District, which is can't be embarrassed. I mean, that's the problem with places like Minneapolis. How do you embarrass people who have no shame? It's impossible. They keep sending people like Ilhan Omar to Washington. They keep electing people like the Minneapolis City Council and Jacob Fry and Mary Moriarty to office. I mean, you can't embarrass them. But the rest of Minnesota has got to be terribly embarrassed. We are. We, all of us, even those of us in St. Paul, who are, quote, represented, end quote, by the likes of Betty McCollum, who is just plain stupid. Again, prove I'm wrong. She's stupid, and she's malevolent in a petty little way. Anti-Semitic? Who knows? Is smart enough not to talk about it. At any rate, this is an embarrassment to the state of Minnesota, and the fact that that Kevin McCarthy has gotten someone who is a complete embarrassment on specifically on the subject of foreign relations itself off of the Foreign Relations Committee only makes good sense, leaving the tit for tat aside. At any rate, I've often said that you can learn a lot about people by looking at what they openly fantasize about. There's a cartoon that came out a while ago by a cartoonist named Carson that started off with the left's typical stereotype of a gun owner, big, overweight white guy bellowing at the top of lungs, "We will not be disarmed by gun control. We will not be stripped and left at the mercy of a tyrannical government. It'll be 1776 all over again, and my gun and I will be the bastion of freedom." And then it ends with a drone dropping a bomb on the aforementioned overweight white guy with an AR-15. Which, interestingly enough, is exactly why we support the Second Amendment. But the idea that, like Eric Swalwell, a annoying bro dude from Orange County, this cartoonist fantasizes about not just killing fellow Americans, but using the power of our military to do it, tells you a little bit about what the American left fantasizes about, which indeed is my lesson here. You learn a lot about people by what they publicly tell you they fantasize about, killing Americans and using the military to do it. Of course, you also learn that they're a little bit on the delusional side, because at least at this point in history, the military is largely the children, the siblings, the cousins, the parents of America's gun culture. And so far, I have at least taken some refuge in the notion that if the government ever really, really does decide to try and clamp down on the American people, it's going to be the likes of cartoonist Carlson and Eric Swalwell and their little pink kitty hats going up against that big white guy, the cliched stereotype, big fat white guy with his AR-15, and that gun owner's son with his tank and his niece with her drone and his brother with his aircraft carrier. See, which is, by the way, the biggest single concern I have with the wokeifying of the American military. Remember, as Dennis Prager says, everything the left touches, it destroys. The left has got its greasy paws all over the military right now. They control it. I mean, we have a civilian-controlled military, and civilian control means at this point in history, with the executive branch in the hands of the Democrats, and frankly, the executive branch in the hands of Democrats, even if you have Republicans running the show in the White House, as Donald Trump did, as George W. Bush did, you still have people on the left running the big institutions, the Department of Justice, the IRS, the Pentagon. Yep, the Pentagon. That's why we absolutely positively need to be people turned out and win this next presidential election and keep and turn the tide around in Congress. As far as Minnesota goes, yeah, we'll talk about that as well. 651-289-4488. Speaking of which, as people say, I've got a bit of a shot and chaser situation for you here. Shot, according to John Sexton at Hot Air. Last month, a group of business owners in Seattle gathered for a town hall to discuss persistent crime in the city. All of the owners had experienced break-ins, often several of them in a year, and the cost to repair broken windows and doors was often more than the value of whatever thieves have stolen. And the situation doesn't seem to be much different in San Francisco when Joe Vernieri, the owner of the Black Magic Voodoo Lounge, reported his bar had been broken into. It, by the way, took police 15 hours to respond. And even then, they responded in the middle of the night when no one was around. The, quote, Lombard Street bar was closed that January morning, but its front window was open and the curtain blew in the breeze. Nick Martinez, a neighbor who was walking a dog, figured somebody broke in. He used a flashlight and a cell phone to peer inside and shouted, okay, game's over. Within seconds, he later told me, three men leaped out of the windows, hopped into an old white Ford pickup truck with no license plate, and sped off west on Lombard. Does that sound like something you could hear in Minneapolis? So anyway, crime is out of control in hard blue San Francisco. By the way, Vernieri went on to say he didn't the tavern owner who was robbed, said he didn't expect much from the police and waited longer than he should have to call. But he phoned the police's central station at 1:06 p.m. telling a dispatcher his business had been robbed. He had a cooperative eyewitness and he thought he might be linked to other burglaries of small businesses in the marina. Could an officer come to the bar to investigate? No, he said the dispatcher told him. Could he make an appointment as an officer's convenience? Nope again. Police were busy, she said. The bar owner finally got a call back from an officer at 3:44 a.m. He was asleep and missed it. The officer didn't leave his name or number, but promised to try again. But you probably guessed by now, it didn't happen. So, that's the shot. What's the chaser? People in San Francisco are overwhelming the sheriff's department with applications for carry permits. Also, from Jazz Shaw, also at Hot Air, In San Francisco, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto told reporters this week he had only received roughly 4 applications for carry permits over the past decade because it was hopeless. But at the moment, he says his officers is processing dozens, and he predicts that the numbers will be, quote, in the hundreds by the end of the year. The New York Sun spoke to one applicant named Benjamin Zhang, who recently received his permit. His decision was driven by the, quote, alarming conditions on the block, end quote, where he lives. Drug dealers are openly doing business near his home, and it's no longer safe to walk the streets in his neighborhood. Huh. When the institutions of government refuse to do their job, people will find some ways to see it done for themselves by means legal, getting your carry permit like a good citizen, or perhaps means less legal, like the Texas Taqueria shooting a few weeks ago we talked about here. People seem to be surprised on the left. We'll come back to that, by the way, because this was a direct impact in Minnesota politics this past week. We'll talk about that in the next hour here. But who'd have thunk it? Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Immaculate Conception School is now accepting enrollment applications for fall 2023. Financial aid and scholarship funding still available. Schedule a tour today. Learn why Immaculate Conception School is your child's firm foundation. Search Immaculate Conception School.
There's only one option in the Twin Cities to get multiple competitive bids on siding, roofing, or windows without a parade of long-winded, high-pressure salespeople. Set up a free appointment with me today at getmythreequotes.com. That's the number 3, getmythreequotes.com.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. We always have some cool contests going on at AM 1280 The Patriot. Go to AM1280ThePatriot.com. It's the official website of this station. It's where to go to find out all the information, including all the awesome contests we have. Stand With Israel is just one of them. We had a big turnover of them over the last couple weeks. Some new ones coming up. Stick around. Go nowhere. I'm Mitch Bergen from Brad Carlson. So anyway, yeah, this is going to be an interesting year here. I repeatedly have made the statement that the modern Democrat Party is like an abusive spouse. And by abusive spouse, I mean a domineering narcissist who builds the whole world around them and essentially builds themselves up by cutting you down. For example, the Democrats in Minnesota here, the DFL, likes to disport themselves by telling Republicans now that it's really hopeless to be a Republican in Minnesota. This is a blue state. It's not even purple anymore. And the fact is, it looks that way. There's things about it that make it that way. But in practice, in fact, this is, or at least should be, a 50-50 state. And you look at our congressional delegation, I mean, it is. The 1st, the 6th, 7th, and 8th congressional districts, all Republican. And all of them will be for quite some time. The 4th and 5th, of course, will be Democrat until reality makes us all conservatives. Some massive apocalypse. Because reality is, in fact, conservative. I mean, Mother Nature is the most conservative, I can't say what, on a Salem station. There is. And let's hope we don't have a conflagration or apocalypse like that. People like to fantasize or joke about that kind of thing. Like I said before, you learn a lot about people by what they openly tell you they fantasize about here. Yeah, people who hope the whole thing burns down, they annoy me just as bad as Tide Pod Evita does, or those stupid cartoons by anti-gunners where the drone comes in and blows up the fat white guy with the AR-15. But Minnesota is objectively a 50-50 state. You have 50% of the state, because congressional districts are all, relatively speaking, the same size. That's one of the reasons that we have a go through the reapportionment and redistricting process every 10 years is to make sure that the congressional districts, the House districts at least, are relatively the same size. So roughly half of Minnesota votes solid conservative, and roughly half of Minnesota votes solidly left of center. The 3rd congressional district has been drifting to the left, and who knows what's going to happen there. We'll be talking more about that in the next hour as we talk about legislative action here in Minnesota this past week. But Minnesota is objectively a 50-50 state. Half the state votes blue, half the state votes red. Some parts of the state are so solidly red that will never change. I mean, the 6th congressional district is to the Republicans, and by the way, the 7th as well, is to the Republicans what the 4th and the 5th are to the Democrats in Minnesota. The 2nd and 3rd are to Republicans what the 1st and 8th are to Democrats. Districts that were modestly reliable Republican districts 15 years ago when I first started doing the show. I mean, the 2nd district 15 years ago had John Klein and then elected Jason Lewis. Now it seems to be a moldy blue cesspool with the likes of Angie Craig holding on with some style. I mean, close election 2 years ago, a little less close this past time around. Likewise, the 3rd congressional district, you had moderate right with your Eric Paulsons and your Jim Ramsteads before that. But Republican, at least, if not hardcore conservative. Well, that's flipped. And of course, the 1st congressional district was soft blue for a while when Tim Walz was the representative. And before him, going back to 2000, I guess it was Walz that beat Gil Gutnick back in 2006. And then, of course, the 8th, the greatest upset of all, the 8th congressional district, which if you'd have told me when this show started in 2004 would ever be represented by a Republican, I would have said, I want the recipe to whatever cocktail that you had for breakfast this morning. Because it was never going to happen. In my point of view, I mean, Chip Kravac did, in fact, win the district in 2010 and promptly turn around and lost it 2 years later. But when Democrats tell you that Minnesota, and by the way, some Republicans tell you that Minnesota is irredeemably blue, the one thing about this state in terms of numbers in statewide elections, like governor and Senate, that is reliably blue is the DFL's ability to play the system, to work within the boundaries of the system to their advantage, to use ballot harvesting, to use early voting, to use the other aspects of Minnesota law, especially post-COVID Minnesota election law, or perhaps just election proclamation, to their advantage. And there are genuine worries that there may we may have crossed the Rubicon this past week in terms of something regarding in terms of Minnesota election laws becoming far, far worse than they have been. We'll discuss that in the next hour. That's something that the half of this state that is, in fact, American, patriotic, Republican, conservative, concerned with the future of actual democracy, needs to pull up our big boy pants and deal with. But when you are told by people on the left that this is a hard blue state, they're trying to gaslight you into shutting up or going away. And by the way, to all of you people out there, no disrespect to those of you who are deciding their greener pastures elsewhere, except those of you who are choosing South Dakota. I mean, there's two Dakotas to choose from. You're picking the wrong one, for crying out loud. But that's fine. You know what your margin is. You know what you can put up with. But make no mistake, big left, big media, big left in Minnesota, big DFL, is trying to facilitate you doing that and leaving this state behind for them to run and ruin. You can make your life's choices any way you want to, and I respect you for it. But I'm not going anywhere, and there's a lot of reasons you shouldn't either. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. This past week in the Minnesota legislature, coming up next, go where? Nowhere.
And girl, it looks so pretty to me, like it always did, like the Spanish city to me, when we were kids. Girl, it looks so pretty to me.
Think the home show is the place to buy a hot tub? Think again. Come to Master Pool and Spa, where it's free to shop, free to park, and this week save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. 0% financing available. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old hot tub. Delivery to your home, cabin, or anywhere in the USA. Save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. Skip the crowds. Save thousands. Now through Sunday at Master Pool and Spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Think the home show is the place to buy a hot tub? Think again. Come to Master Pool and Spa, where it's free to shop, free to park, and this week save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. 0% financing available. Trade-ins welcome. We'll even haul away your old hot tub. Delivery to your home, cabin, or anywhere in the USA. Save 35 to 70% on a new hot tub or swim spa. Skip the crowds. Save thousands. Now through Sunday at Master Pool and Spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
In 1981, Heritage Christian Academy began with 13 students. Today, they celebrate God's faithfulness with 550 students in grades pre-K through 12. God has shown his provision for HCA for 40 years. Let me introduce one of God's faith-filled stories.
Hi, I'm Tanya Scott. I serve as president at Heritage Christian Academy. The first graduating class in 2001 paved the way for students to enter some of the finest colleges and universities in the country. Around the world, these alumni are sharing the gospel of Jesus and defending their faith on their campuses, in the marketplace, the military, the operating room, in their churches, in courtrooms, and in their homes. The impact of Heritage Christian Academy's four core values of truth, service, relationships, and excellence are evidenced in the lives of the men and women that have been trained to know, love, and serve Jesus.
For more information about Heritage Christian Academy in Maple Grove, visit heritageweb.org.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.